Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, thanks to the makers of... Tonight, your Vox Poppers, Fox Johnson and Warren Hull, travel to Natick, Massachusetts, the big little New England town which has the largest percentage of men in the armed services of any community of its size in the country. The people of Natick have a most unusual way of standing behind their sons and daughters in the service. Their slogan is, a bank reserve for those who serve. But we let Fox and Warren bring you the entire story by talking with the people themselves. Here are your two Vox Poppers, Fox Johnson and Warren Howe. Come in, Natick, Massachusetts.
Colonial Mirror, very fine, old original picture. $110, followed up, $70, $22, $5.
Hold up.
You want for $30, sold for $30.
Yes, sir. This is Fox Johnson.
And this is Warren Hall.
That's okay, folks. It's all right. You've really got the right program.
This is Vox Pop.
And it's nice having my partner Warren Hall back again, suntan and all.
Yes, it's good to be back. And up here in the old Natick Town Hall, too. Say, folks, that voice you've been hearing in the background is the voice of New England's famous Yankee auctioneer, Jim Hall.
You know what he's doing? He's auctioning off one of the many articles from Annie's Creek to, Warren's hat.
Well, that's sure an antique.
Yeah.
Yes, folks, the people of Natick have donated hundreds of articles which are being auctioned as one of the means of raising $37,500, which will give a bank reserve for those who serve.
Every son and daughter in the service, when returning home after the war, will have a nest egg in the bank. And behind us on the stage right now is a group of young ladies busily filling in the names of Natick service men and women who will get these bank books when they come marching home. But let's talk to one of Natick's fathers and mothers. Our first Vox Popper is a popper. He's a man who fought in World War I, 101st Infantry of the 26th Division, and he and his wife have two sons, already veterans, and Earl, 18, is nearly ready to go. Let's chat with Dad. Folks, we want you to know him. Mr. Huck Hoy, they call him. Say, Mr. Hoy, tell me about your boys, their names and rate and rank and all that.
Well, the oldest one is Sylvester.
Uh-huh.
He's private first class.
And the other one?
Robert, he's a private first class.
How old are they?
Well, Junior, he's the oldest. He's 22.
Yeah?
Bob is 21.
Say, are they very much alike? They're pretty close together.
Huh? No.
They're not?
Changeable as the weather.
What's the difference in them?
Well, June's the oldest. He tried to be the old man. Bob don't give a damn.
He doesn't care, huh?
No.
Well, where are they? Can you tell me?
Bob is in Guadalcanal.
Yeah?
Been there since February.
Uh-huh.
But June is sailing around out there somewhere in another island.
I see. So they haven't been together during the war.
Oh, yeah. They were together up until here about a month and a half ago.
Is that so? Quartered together. They were in Guadalcanal together,
right,
huh?
Bunking together.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they were together that long. When did you see them last?
January 15th, 1941.
41? Haven't seen them since then?
Uh-huh.
That's a long time for these boys to be away.
Yeah, now.
Well, they've both been in plenty of tough fighting, I know. What do they do in the Army?
Quartermaster Corps.
Oh, they're driving.
Bringing up the ammunition and the grub.
Bringing the ammunition up to the front fire line and all
that.
That's it. Well, what does the old man do? What do you do?
Oh, why, over here at the paper mill, Natick Boston Board.
Doing what?
They're making paper. Put the shells and ammunition in to send over to them.
Oh, you send the ammunition over, they get it, and they take it up to the fire line. Well, that's the kind of stuff. That's not all these folks here in Natick doing either, folks. Well, where's Ms. Hoy? Is she around? Come in, Ms. Hoy. Come on. I don't know whether you expected to come up here or not, but come up you are. You got many pictures of the boys around the house?
Yes, I sure have, everywhere.
Yeah, I know you have, because I was around there on Saturday, and I'm telling you, I saw them. There were plenty of them, too, and they're good-looking kids. Did they send you anything from down there every now and then?
Yes, on Easter Sunday, I got coastsides. On Mother's Day, I got three dozen roses from them.
Oh, that was fine to think of. Have you got their Christmas packages ready?
Almost.
What do they want? Have they told you?
Yes, cameras, writing paper, and handkerchiefs.
Well, that's a queer collection, isn't it? But yes. I guess they know what they want. Well, I know Mama and Papa will send it over to them, and I know the boys over there are going to feel pretty good when they hear about what else you're doing here in Natick. And Bomo Seltzer has got a couple of things for you. One for Mrs. Hoy. It's a heavy three-way, I'd call it a six-way floor lamp because it's direct and indirect. And for Mr. Hoy, Dad, we've got a snappy winter tweed suit just your size, too. Thank you very much. We've enjoyed having you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, boy, can we use it? You know, folks, with a population of around 13,000, Natick has more than 1,500 men in the service. You know, everywhere one goes here, he sees service stars in the window. Now, here are a man and wife who have a flag with two stars in their window. Tall, dark, graying, Rudd Lowry. Short, slender, gray, and charming, Mrs. Lowry. Well, Mr. Lowry, what's your job these days?
I'm an inspector in the Navy.
Inspector of what?
Inspector of small boats.
What kind of small boats?
PT boats and crash boats and substations.
Oh, well, then you're very busy these days, aren't you?
I'll say I am.
You're building a lot of them. Well, whom do the two stars in your service flag stand for, Mrs. Lowry?
Well, they stand for my two boys. They're in the Marines. There's Sergeant Sam, he's 20, and Corporal Jim, he's 18.
Well, can you tell us what they're doing?
Well, Sam is an instructor with demolition, and Jim is waiting to start his flight training.
Well, they're both busy, too. Of course, you know those Marines can really demolish things, can't they? We imagine that you're very careful in your inspection of those Navy boats, Mr. Lowry, knowing that they might carry your boys sometime onto a hostile shore.
You say I am. I certainly try to put them through everything they can do.
Well, what do you think of this idea of a bank book waiting for your son?
Gee, I think it's swell. I wished I'd have gone from this town in the last war.
Oh, you were overseas, huh? How long have you lived in Natick?
Oh, 8 years.
Oh, newcomers, huh?
Yes, we were the first strangers to move into our neighborhood in 30 years.
Well, you'll get acquainted. Cheer up. How did you two meet, anyway?
Oh, we met over in France.
You're overseas?
Yes, sir.
When?
In the last war.
Well, what were you doing there, Mrs. Lowry?
Well, I was an actress, and I was over with the Overseas Theater League, entertaining, you know, like the USO.
Oh, today?
Today, yes.
Well, how about you, Mr. Lowry? What were you doing there?
Oh, I was a cook until the Armistice, and then they put me back on the stage.
Oh, you had been an actor?
Oh, yes, sir. I'd been on the stage for 12 years.
Well, you met that way then?
Yes, sir. She was my leading woman.
Oh. And so you fell in love with her, yes?
Yes, I did, but...
It was nice you to be together.
Oh, yes, sure it was, but... But she wouldn't let me make love to her off the stage.
Oh, she wouldn't? How did you get around that?
Well, we had certain plays that I made love to her, and boy, did I go to it.
Well, was it his lovemaking that made you say yes, Mrs. Lowry?
Well, no, he is an excellent cook.
Oh. Well, then, you said yes, and you got married right away, did you, Mrs. Lowry?
Oh, no. I stipulated that he return to this country, then be mustered out of the army, and then, for about 6 months, circulate. He wanted to go into the movies, so I thought it was an excellent idea for him to go to Hollywood, where he could meet plenty of glamour girls.
Yes.
And if he fell for one then, well, all right. And if he didn't, okay.
Then you were with.
Yeah.
Well, I take it that you're the only glamour girl he fell for. Why didn't you two continue on the stage?
Well, I guess I preferred the Lowry Productions.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. We have nine of them.
Oh, that's good. Nine Lowrys. Well, that's a wonderful love story and a happy one that's living out, I'm sure. Bromo Seltzer has for you two Lowrys, along with best wishes for you and yours, a beautiful table lamp from Filene's for your living room, and a fireplace set, a screen, tools, and antique brass andirons 100 years old. They were brought up on Boston's famous car.
Oh, my.
Oh,
good.
You two sit by the fire and think of it sometime, will you?
Oh,
thank you very much, and good luck to you.
And now, here's our talking Vox Pop train with a special message for every man, woman, and child in America.
Buy more war bonds! Back you back.
Yes, friend. Now that victory is on the horizon, it's up to all of us to back the attack by buying more war bonds. From Sicily to the Solomons, American men are fighting for us. Many of them are dying for us. The very least you and I can do is to back the attack by investing every penny we don't need for the actual necessities of life in war bonds. Remember, the money you put into war bonds fights three ways. These three ways. War bonds provide the fighting weapons of victory. War bonds help fight inflation on the home front. War bonds fight for your future happiness when peace is won. Now, you're probably already buying bonds on a regular investment plan. Every patriotic American is. But that isn't enough. In order to back the attack, every man and woman in these United States must buy at least one extra bond this month. It's our sacred obligation to the men on the fighting front.
Back in Natick, and just for a moment, I want to say that I see out front tonight the grand old man of Natick, Mr. John J. Ahern. He's 82 years young, and he's a Democratic tax collector of a Republican town. Believe that or not, folks, down where I come from. Mr. Ahern was secretary of the committee which raised that first fund for Natick's returning sons 25 years ago, and he's been extremely active in this second drive. We're glad to have Mr. Ahern with us tonight. Now, here's a native mother with only one son, old enough to be in uniform. But the younger brothers and sisters are just as proud of big brother Norman as mother and dad are. Folks, we want you to know her, Mrs. Josephine Tessier.
Thank you, sir.
Miss Tessier, let's talk for a minute about Norman. You don't mind, do you? Huh? You don't mind a bit,
huh? I don't mind a bit.
He's in the Army, Navy, or Air Force?
He's in the Navy.
In the Navy, huh? What's his rate and what's he doing there?
He's a second class fireman.
And what kind of a ship is he on?
He was on a destroyer.
Destroyer?
Yes.
Did he like it? Did he tell you?
Oh, he loved it very much.
A little closer. He might be listening to you. Who knows?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. When did you see him last?
I saw him last the 1st of March. He came back for a short visit.
And then did he go back to sea?
Yes, he did.
Has he sent any pictures of himself?
Oh, yes. He sent many pictures of himself. Some for very comical ones.
You don't happen to have any?
Oh, yes. I have one with me.
You mean it in your purse? I knew you should have it. Let's see what it is. Oh, boy, look at him. That looks like he's out in Honolulu. Is that right?
Yes, he was out in Honolulu at the time.
Who's that pretty girl with him?
I don't know.
It's all right. These native boys know how to pick the pretty girls, don't they?
Yes, they sure do.
Uh-huh. Well, look, you know where he is now?
Yes, I do know where he is.
Where is he?
He's in Northern California in the Naval Hospital.
In a hospital? You heard that he was wounded?
Yes, he's wounded.
Did you have you talked to him about it? Or has he written him? Have
he's
you
written to me. I was wearing his letter. He's wounded.
When did you find out he was wounded?
I found out June the 24th.
What did you say to him?
Well, I didn't find out from him. I found out from the government. Uh-huh. From the government.
And is he all right now?
Well, he's as well as can be expected. He likes me as well.
Well, if he says he is, he must be, don't you know?
Yes.
He's that native sort of a kid. Mrs. Tessier, I've got a little something coming up in just a minute. But meanwhile, before we get around to that, Roma Self has got a couple of things we want you to have to remember as five. First of all, we've got a lovely pair of all-wool North Star monkeys. Do you think you can use them?
Oh, yes, I can.
Let's see what the color of them is. Oh, they're green.
Well, thank you very much.
Wait a minute. That's not all. And you let us in on a little secret the other day that there's only one item of winter clothes for the kids that you hadn't been able to buy because you couldn't find anything good enough. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
You've got a snowsuit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've got an order here for one of the prettiest snowsuits you ever saw. We couldn't get it today, of course, because the stores were closed. You think you can use that?
Oh, yes, I can.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Miss Tessier, what do you think Norman would like for Christmas?
I don't know. He hasn't said much.
You haven't got any idea, Bob?
I have no idea what he would like.
Bob, excuse me a minute, Miss Escher. How about this long-distance call? Have we got one?
We're having a little difficulty, Parks. We hope it'll be here any minute.
Miss Escher, we hoped that we'd have it ready for you instantly, but we've got Norman, or trying to get him, on the other end of that long-distance phone right there, and the minute we get him, no matter what we're doing, we're going to call you right back to the telephone and let you talk to your boy out in Oakland, and you can find out for yourself just how he is. Well, meanwhile, Warren Hall. Thank you very much, Mr. Hall.
Say, folks, we have a sort of a special note for you baseball and World Series fans. You might be interested to know that the first baseball was made right here in Natick, and the fourth generation of Howards is still making them. Now, you war mothers and fathers everywhere, let's chat for a few minutes with this friendly gray-haired woman who's wearing a service pin with a trailer on it. I think it is a sort of a trailer. Anyway, she can't hold all the stars on one pin. She has five service stars. Mrs. Mary White. Sorry, Mrs. White, you just put your arm right around me. That's all right. How many children do you have altogether, Mrs. White?
12 children.
12?
12 children.
Oh, boy, that's a lot of cooking and washing and ironing, isn't it?
Well, I enjoyed it.
You did? If you had it to do all over again, how many would you have?
Just the same and maybe more.
Maybe more. Yeah. You like big families,
huh? Yes, I do.
Well, are you doing any war work?
I'm working in the laundry, and I think that's...
That's war work. That's plenty war work. Laundries are most important these days. I tell you, we know about that, traveling around the country. You don't know whether you could get any shirts of mine done under a week over there, do you?
Well, I tell you, they take care of the Army first, and then after that they take care of the public.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's as it should be. I think that every woman who does her own laundry these days is doing war work. How do you feel about that, women, huh? Say, about these five service stars of yours, Mrs. White, are they all boys?
All boys.
And are they in the Army, Navy, or what?
They're all in the Army.
What do they do?
John is a radio operator and an aerial gunner. Mm-hmm. He's overseas. Charles is in the military police. Edward is a crew chief. And Leonard is in the engineers. And William is in the infantry.
Well, that's quite a list. Well, Mrs. White, you can be proud of your contribution to the war effort, all right. Do the boys all write to you?
Every day. I got a letter from them.
Well, do you you write back to them, too?
Yes, I'm writing every night until about 12 or 1 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
I write a letter to each one of them every day.
You need a secretary. Say, did I hear something about one of the boys being the first to be called up here in Natick?
John was the first. He was number 158 out of the Sugar Bowl.
Oh. Well, where is he now?
He's in North Africa in Sicily.
Oh, is he in the Air Force?
He's radio.
Oh, he's that one. Well, he has been busy, hasn't
well,
he?
Well, I'll say he has.
Well, what does he tell you that he's doing?
Well, just at present, he's at a rest camp.
Well, he's been plenty busy, then, if they're sending him to a rest camp, hasn't he?
I'd say he has.
Well, they certainly
need
it.
He needs a rest after all the raids he's been in.
Surely. Well, we congratulate you on your service flag with five stars, Mrs. White, and all of us wish that none of them will ever be a gold run. Now, Broma Seltzer wants you to have some gifts to remember us by. We have an upholstered maple easy chair with an adjustable back, and we hope that'll sort of come in handy after a hard day at the laundry.
I'll say it,
Also, to help keep the home fires burning while the five boys are away, we have a ton of coal for you. Now, it's not on stage. It's not on stage. It's an order for it. Thank you, Mrs. White.
Much.
Good luck to you and all of your large family. Thank you.
Friends, you know the slogan of our third war loan drive is back the attack. But I'd like to change it just a little. I'd like to make it join the attack. For make no mistake about it, you and I here at home are as much a part of this war as any man fighting at the front. You get a big kick when the headlines blaze, American bombers blast Berlin, and you say to your neighbor, man, that's what we need, more raids like that. Okay, you want more raids? Then dig, brother.
And you too, sister. You know what it costs to send 1,000 bombers over Berlin? The gasoline alone costs $375,000. The bombs cost a simple million. And Berlin is only one objective. Americans are attacking the Axis all the way from Sicily to the Solomons.
Which brings us right back to you and me here at home. Our part in this gigantic attack is an extra war bond apiece during the month of September. Not an arm or a leg or an eye. Only one extra war bond. Money that we'll get back with interest. Money that will help bring more of our fighting men back. Your sons, your husbands, your sweethearts.
So how about it? Are you going to tighten your belt just a little and buy that extra bond? You know, Park, are you? That sounds like Natick, all right. Say, Park, speaking of buying things, did you see that antique they auctioned off this afternoon, that chair of Horatio Alger's?
You mean the Padillon canoe or sink or swim Alger?
Well, I don't mean Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin.
But, Barn, did you know that they both live right here in Natick?
No, I didn't. I'm learning.
They sure did.
As usual,
that's
spot.
Folks, everybody knows everybody else around Natick, or most everybody. And one of the best-known youngsters in town.
Park,
wait
Park,
just a minute.
Just a minute.
Have we got that phone call?
Yes.
Sit down, Dave. Here comes the phone call. Come up. Come up here, Ms. Tessier. Talk into the phone and the microphone.
Hello, Mama. How are you? Fine. How are you? Did you?
What's he saying?
You got a letter from Paul and Robert.
Uh-huh.
Are you feeling good? Oh, they're all fine.
Now, miss, if you want to, but right now, let's get Papa up here and let Papa talk to him. Don't you think that'll
be
fine?
Wait a minute,
Norman. Come on up, Mr. Tessier. Here he comes right now. Yeah, and there should be some more Tessiers back there. Will you bring them up?
Oh, Norman. How are you? Huh?
And here's little Gene. Gene, say hello. That's Brother Norman on there, little 2-year-old Gene.
Say hi.
Say hi, Norman. Say hello. All right, come on. Is some more Tessiers here? Oh, good. Come on. What's your name? And say hello, Norman, and tell him who
hello,
you are.
Hello, Norman. This is Buzz.
Buzz? How old are you, Buzz?
Huh?
How old are you?
16.
16? Good.
Hello, Norman. This is Teresa.
Who is this?
Teresa.
Teresa? Doesn't he sound good, Teresa? Oh, here's another Tessier. Come on here, son, and tell him who you are.
Hello, Norman. This is Roy.
Roy? Oh, fine, Roy. Let sister get hold of it now. Come on, sister. Gee, how many is that? Sister, talk to Norman.
Hello, Norman. It's
Barbara. Who is this, Barbara? How old are you, Barbara? Oh, I bet Norman is sick of the death of hair. Well, here's another one. Look out, Barbara. Come on here.
Hello, Norman. This is Richard.
How old are you, Richard?
Fine.
5 years old. Fine.
Come to hurry
to come
home.
Yeah, here's...
Come home.
Atta boy. Who is this? Say hello, Norman.
Hello, Norman.
Who is this? Lucy, you? Oh, he's talking to Lucille because that great big smile is coming. Well, here's another one. Who is this? Who is this? Say, hello, Norman. This is Catherine, 4 years old, Norman. Well, thank you very much, all of you. Now, Miss Tessier, you take that... Miss Tessier is going to take the telephone backstage, and she and Mr. Tessier are going to talk to Norman just as long as they please. All right, Warren, who's next? Oh, no, I'm next.
No, you continue with
sure, David. Yeah. Folks, I was going to say that everybody around here knew everybody else, but, you know, most everybody, but one of the best-known youngsters in town is a blonde, blue-eyed, athletic chap, 15 years old, whose father and big brother are out there fighting for their home and ours, folks. So, from Natick, we want you to know him, David Williams. David, what kind of soldier's your dad?
Oh, he's a damn good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know he's a good one, all right. What I meant was, what kind of uniform's he wearing? What's he in?
Oh, he's a captain in the Army. The Army Engineers.
You know where he is?
Well, he's somewhere over in Africa.
He
can't tell just exactly where.
He doesn't tell you where he is exactly?
No.
The census says not, and he's a good captain, and he doesn't do it. Well, how about brother? What's his name?
Oh, he's Edwin, too. He's saying my
Edwin.
Father. Yeah, he's in the Coast Guard. He's
where,
second class.
Where is he? Coast Guard. There's some Coast Guard supporters out here. Say, how did your dad look in uniform when you saw him last?
Oh, he looked like a real soldier.
I bet he did. Was he in the last war, too?
Yeah, he served over in France.
He did. What was he in then? Same thing, engineer?
No, he's in the Coast Guard Artillery.
I wonder if you're keeping a scrapbook on things about your dad, are you, Dave?
Yeah, everything I've seen in the papers and all, I've kept them.
And about brother, too, of course.
Yeah.
Does he write to you pretty often?
Well, regularly. He's been kind of busy lately. But,
I'll bet he has. Yeah. That over there in that section of the world. Does he send you any souvenirs, anything?
Oh, yeah. I've got a pair of Arabian shoes, and my mother and brother, my mother and little brother have got them, too.
Uh-huh. What does he write about mostly?
Oh, well, he...
The country? What he's doing there?
Yeah, he's got a lot of roads to cover now. He's in road maintenance.
Yeah. Well, are you proud of your brother and your dad?
You bet I am.
I hope, David, that it's over before you get old enough to go in, because I know how you feel about it. Dave, I wish we could talk a little longer, but the phone call sort of slowed us down a little bit. But we've got something here that Bromo Seltzer hopes that you'll like. First of all, is a year subscription to Popular Science. And second, wait a minute. Second, hold it, folks, hold it. Left. Wait a minute. Don't turn around, David. The folks could see that, and you couldn't, but I want to tell the radio audience that that is an 8-foot skiff complete with oars and oarlocks, and I know you got a lot of good water around here, and we hope you have a lot of fun using it. Thank you very much, David Williams. Okay, Warren.
Boy, that's quite a boat. Say, folks, there's one important thing we forgot to tell you about this $37,500 bank reserve for those who serve funds. The people of Natick are killing two birds with one stone. The $37,500 will be deposited in the Native Federal Savings and Loan Association, which will invest it in war bonds. Now, that's a tidy sum of war bonds. And through the cooperation of Mr. John Gooden, president of the Natick Savings and Loan, each man and woman in uniform has issued a bank book with a deposit, a pro rata share of this reserve, which will be waiting at the war's end. That's a wonderful idea. Now, tonight, folks, we're honored to have a famous man with us. He thought so much of the bank reserve for those who serve idea that he came to Natick today to lend a hand. He's going to present the first bank book to one of Natick's servicemen home on furlough. Massachusetts' first citizen, Governor Leverett Saltonstall. The Governor, you've had a sort of a busy day between Prime Minister Churchill and Vox Pop, haven't you?
It's a bit of a mighty inspiring one, Warren.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, sir. Say, do you have anything to say about 1944?
Well, there are a few Democratic votes in Natick, and I guess there are a few here tonight. Ask me another.
All right. Well, we'll go right on. Governor Saltonstall and listeners, we want you to meet this tall, clean-cut young Marine, home in Natick on furlough, after 2 years and much action. Private First Class Richard Brennan. Come out here.
Dick, I'm very happy to present this first bank book to you. I know your father. I went to college with your Uncle Eddie Mahan. He was too good an athlete for me. And you look like a pretty good one, too. The best of luck to you. Here's the first bank book of the town of Natick, a great undertaking, and you deserve it.
Thank you very much, Governor Saltonstall. I know I speak for all of Natick's sons and daughters in the service who have scattered to different fighting fronts throughout the world. And I can say that it isn't the money that counts so much. It's the fact that the people are behind us 100%, and that counts a lot.
Thank you very much, Dick. Just a minute, Governor Saltonstall. By the way, we want to thank you and Private Brennan for being here, but Bromo Seltzer wants to help out on the bank reserve for those who serve fund. So here's a check we'd like to present to you, Governor, for you to turn over to the Natick Bank Book Committee. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir, folks, Natick has launched the most unusual campaign, hasn't it? And many communities throughout the country could well take up the motto, a bank reserve for those who serve.
Yes, folks, we've enjoyed talking to just a few of the fathers and mothers of Natick who are doing more than just bragging about their sons and daughters in uniform. They're really backing them up, doing something about it.
Yes, and next Monday we'll talk with some more interesting people, those visiting British Tommies, members of a battle-scarred 1st British Composite, anti-aircraft demonstration battery.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, sir.
Yep, they're here on a nationwide tour, and they've seen action in Malta and in the Middle and Far East.
And they're here to exchange ideas and fighting methods, and we'll talk with them at the Anti-Aircraft Artillery Training Center at Camp Edwards, Massachusetts. So be sure to listen in. Good night, folks.
So long, everybody.
This broadcast does not necessarily constitute endorsement of our product by the United States Navy or the Marine Corps, as they do not endorse any product.
Be sure to join Vox Pop, the show that travels America, next week when it visits Camp Edwards, Massachusetts. And remember, Bromo Seltzer brings you another great show, The Adventures of Ellery Queen. It's radio's most exciting mystery thriller, so be sure to listen. See your paper for time and station. Meantime, whenever you get a common sick headache, nerves on edge, stomach upset, do as our Vox Pop train says and fight headache three ways with Bromo Seltzer. You get it?
Fight headache three ways. Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.